Howdy, neighbor. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. I made you drop your keys too. Oh wait, no. Let me get those. You have your laundry basket. Here you go. You know, it's funny. You always seem to be doing your laundry downstairs right when I happen to be working out in the fitness room just across the hall. My workout schedule is so random because of work, but it seems like every time I'm down there, boom, there you are. Must just be coincidence. Right, because you wouldn't carry that heavy basket all the way down there just to watch your next-door neighbor exercise through the glass doors in her sports bra and tight shorts, stretching, sweating, panting. No, of course not. Oh my gosh, look at you get all flustered. That is so adorable. No need to be so nervous. You're not in any trouble. I'm used to guys looking at my body. I like it. I mean, I don't bust my ass exercising just for the health benefits. I like the attention. Shh, don't tell anyone I actually admitted that. They might revoke my feminism card and boot me out the sisterhood. Well, I actually happen to think feminism is about choosing what empowers you and not letting anyone shame you for it. Hey, I've been meaning to ask. You're like a computer guy, right? Would you mind taking a look at mine? It keeps turning off randomly. Yeah, I know, right? Pandering to the male gaze, now I'm asking a man to rescue me. I'll be excommunicated for sure. Just whenever you have the time. What, now? Do you need to put your clothes away? I mean, if you're sure. Okay. Yeah. Wow, you're so sweet. Come on in. The computer is at the desk in the living room. You want anything to drink? Okay, let me just boot her up. Yeah, it just shuts down out of nowhere. Sometimes it runs for like 30 minutes, sometimes a couple hours, then poof, in the middle of a Zoom call or typing up a document, it just craps out. Whoa, slow down, my guy, slow down. I recognize some of those S words, but I am completely oblivious when it comes to this stuff. But you clearly know what you're doing, so how about I let you investigate while I hop in the shower? Super quick, I promise. Just gotta wash the gym off me. Cool? Okay. Have fun running diagnostics on the dilithium matrix. No, I don't watch Star Trek. I've just picked up on some geek speak from all the nerdy guys I've been with. Huh. I guess I have a type. Anyway, back in a flash. Boo! My gosh, I didn't mean to scare you that bad. Are you okay? I told you I'd be quick. Wow, you jumped clear out of your skin. If I didn't know better, I'd think you were doing something you weren't supposed to. Were you? Being a naughty neighbor? No. You mean you weren't looking through that folder? You know, the only folder on the desktop, in the middle of the screen. Labeled nudes in all caps. Calm down. You're not in the principal's office. I told you. I like guys looking at me. I work hard to stay fit so I can show off my body. And I saw what you were looking at when I walked up. So, did you like what you saw? I think you did. And quite a bit. Judging from that bulge in the front of your pants. Well, everything you were just looking at in those pictures is right here, under this tiny little silk robe. Do you want to see? Well, first, I have a question. I heard something about you. Just someone in the building. It's not important. The point is, I heard you were that you've never been with a woman. Is that true? No. A girlfriend. Ah, ex-girlfriend. In Canada. That doesn't sound made up at all. No, not at all. Uh-huh. And what's her name? The best name you could come up with on the spot for your made-up Canadian girlfriend was Corolla? I've seen your car. I'm sorry. I know. Hey, come on. It was funny. I'm sorry. I'm just... No, I wasn't making fun of your virginity. I would never. Look, okay? That was insensitive. And I apologize. Really, I put you on the spot. I'm sorry. Can I hug you? Is that okay? Listen, I get it, okay? I get why you might be embarrassed about being a virgin, which you shouldn't be, or that you think it's something to be ashamed of, which it isn't, and I understand why it might be something you want to keep a secret. So, I'm going to tell you a secret, okay? Are you ready? I love virgins. Yeah, I do. I love giving a guy something he's never had before. I love being the first girl to touch a cock. The first one to taste it. To feel it sliding into me knowing it's never felt a pussy before. That every sensation I'm giving him is brand new and exciting. I love watching his face and hearing his moans as he feels it for the very first time. With me. They say never forget your first, right? Well, let's just say there are a few guys out there in the world who will remember me for the rest of their lives. And I love knowing that. Now we know each other's secrets. I know you're a virgin. And you know I want to change that. So, are you going to let me? Yeah. Of course, there's no pressure. I want you to know if you're saving yourself or if you want to maybe think about it and get back to me. It's totally cool. But if you want this right now, then all you have to do is tug on the end of this bow and the silk belt will slide smoothly. Easily the knot will come undone, and my tiny silk robe will fall open. Go ahead. And, there it goes. What do you think? As good as those pictures, I hope. I mean, getting the right camera angles can really do a lot to enhance. Really? You mean it? Wow, that's actually... You're so sweet. Shh, relax. I mean, relax your tongue. Just caress mine gently with yours. Like this. Go quickly. Okay. I love the enthusiasm. You're excited. That's great. But if we don't find a way to calm you down, I feel like you might hyperventilate and pass out or something. No, it's okay. Don't apologize. You have a beautiful, naked girl kissing you. It's all new and unexpected. It's fine. Just breathe slow, okay? Look at me. There's no rush. We don't need to barrel through this and get it done before something happens. Nothing's gonna go wrong. I'm not gonna change my mind. The door is locked. My phone is off. We won't be interrupted. This is going to happen. Okay? We can take our time. Savor every moment. Feel every sensation. If this is a memory you carry with you forever, let's make it a really fucking good one. Now let's just take it slow. And when we get to something you've never done, I want you to tell me, okay? So I can make it special. Plus, I really get off on it, being the first. Really? Never copped a feel on a crowded train? Not even by accident? Like a stray elbow? Such a gentleman. Of course. Be my guest. That feels nice. Yeah. Play with my nipples like that. Your hands feel so good. Has anyone ever touched your cock? Ever slid a hand down your stomach? Slipped under your pants and boxers, or up their fingers on your hard, throbbing shaft. Say it. Tell me I'm the first going to touch this beautiful virgin cock. Suck on my nipples. You like how my hand feels stroking you, baby? Yeah. That means no one's ever tasted it right. Well, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to take my boobs away for a bit so I can get on my knees here. The first blowjob is a very special thing. This is my absolute favorite part. Being the first to taste a fresh virgin cock. Oh, baby, you're so hard for me. Let me just lick up the entire shaft. And up. The side. And get it nice and wet. And then, okay, the This next part is gonna be really intense the first time. Yes, more than what I've been doing. I'm gonna take you into my mouth. So, just be ready for some strong new sensations, okay? Here, hold my hand. No. Don't close your eyes. Look right at me. I want to see your face when it happens. And I want you to burn this image into your memory. Ready? I told you it'd be intense. And your reactions are so yummy. How you moan and catch your breath. The way your cock twitches and throbs. Leaking pre-cum onto my tongue. For a first timer, you definitely know how to make a girl feel sexy. You really are so sweet, you know that? And I'm a sucker for compliments. So keep them coming. What's wrong? Why'd you stop me? Too much? Well, why don't you want to come? I thought you liked what I was... Oh, no, sweetie. No one lasts long the first time. You can't expect yourself to... What? You don't get a one-nut limit for the day. If you want to come, just come. And we'll have sex after, once you've recovered. I told you, nothing's gonna stop that, okay? You gotta let go of all these expectations and hang-ups. I don't expect you to be some tantric master. Just forget all that and focus on my soft, supple lips. My wet, eager tongue. The tight section of my mouth around your cock. Just feel me. Savor the sensation. Nothing else matters. Nothing else exists but my warm, hungry mouth. And your beautiful virgin cock. Now tell me right now. In this moment. Do you want to come? Does your throbbing, leaking cock want to explode in my soft, wet mouth? Yes? Then do it. Come for me. Let me be the first girl to taste that sweet virgin cum and swallow every last drop. Just let go. Come on, that's it. Give it to me. Holy shit, that was so much cum. No. I love it. Here, come sit on the couch. We can. Whoa, tiger. Well, I'm happy you enjoyed it so much. And trust me, I did too. Oh, another first while you're in recovery mode? Yeah, if you want to, sure. You can taste me. We should go to the bedroom for that. Yeah, come on. Okay, if we're both horizontal, your neck is gonna cramp super fast. So the best angle for this is here. I'll sit on the edge of the bed and you kneel here in front of me. Yeah, like that. And I'll just lie back. Okay, go ahead. Just start slow, okay? I mean, it all feels good, so just kind of explore. No wrong answers. Yeah, I got really wet from going down on you. Oh fuck, that feels so good. Let me sit up. I want to kiss you. I love tasting my juices on you. Oh, holy shit. You're hard again already? Fuck, I love virgins. Well, get in here. Let's get that B card. Are you ready for this? Huh? No, you don't have to. Really? You're about to lose your virginity and you're delaying sex for... I mean, yeah, if it's that important to you, I'll show you. I know I keep saying this, but you really are so fucking sweet. It's disgusting. Okay, I'll lay back. This is just for me. Understand? Not all girls like the same things. Okay, so, hold it open, like this with your fingers. Yeah, but use one hand, because you're gonna need the other one. I'm sorry, this is so weird. Okay, now put your mouth over my clit and suck on it. But like a pulsing. Yeah, like that. Nice and slow at first. Now with the tip of your tongue, make little circles against the side of my clit. Either side, either side. Just. Oh, fuck, that's. Now put a finger inside me. Oh, in and out. Now curl it towards you. Oh, fuck. Oh. Fuck right there. Keep hitting that spot. Oh my God. Give me another finger, please, please, baby. I'll switch the other side. Of my clit. Just like that. Oh, God. Fuck. 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 I'm gonna come home. You're gonna make me come. Don't stop. Oh, my God. Fuck yeah, harder, harder, harder. Yes, baby, fuck, make me come, look at me, look at me. Oh, make me come for you. Wow, you're really a quick learner. Well, here we are. Time for the main event. Are you ready? Yeah, I know it is. I'm stopping when I'll be here too. So, we've got that part covered. What I mean is, are you sure you want to do this with me? Oh, really? Oh, that's so. You're pretty amazing. You know that? Okay, so I have some condoms in the nightstand, but I mean, I'm cool to go without if you are. Yeah, it's just I want you to feel everything your first time, you know? Okay, good. So, how do you want me? This is your first time, so I want it to be exactly how you pictured it. You sure? Okay. Well, if it's up to me, then lay on your back. Yeah, I want to create your memory of this, not just be in it. Now I'm just gonna reach down and put that of your cock against my. Wait, why am I so nervous? Okay. Here goes. Don't close your eyes. Look at me. Congratulations. You're officially not a virgin anymore. What's wrong? Did I? Oh, sweetie, I told you it's okay. If you want to come, just come. Don't worry about it. It's your first time. You can't expect it. Baby, it's fine. You already made me come. It's not a big deal. I mean, probably. I was just getting into my groove, but yeah, I was on my way. No, no way. You're not gonna think about baseball or whatever while I'm naked and grinding on your cock. No. I want you right here with me at all times. Got it? Think about this. Think about us. Feel everything. Look, this is obviously important to you, so here, let me sit up. Okay, now give me your hand and just rub my clit with your thumb. Yeah, like that. Now I'm not gonna move, you can get me going like this. And when I get close, I'll start writing you again. And we can try to come together. Is that okay? Yeah, I just need a little head start. That's all. Yeah, just gradually pick up speed. Oh, fuck. Feels so good. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm trying not to move my hips. It's just, oh, fuck, that feels. Oh my God, I can feel you throbbing. You're so deep. Squeeze my tits with your other hand. Play with my nipples. Yeah, yes, like that. Ah, oh, that's it. That's it. That's it. Yes, I'm. Oh God. Oh yes. That's it. That's it. Oh, yes. I'm gonna, oh God. I'm gonna come. Let me just. Oh fuck. Let me just put it up a little more. I'll start riding your cock again. Yeah, just like that. Just like that, baby. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Are you ready? Yeah? Come, yes, come. Oh, yes, you can come over your cock. Oh, come with me. Come inside me. Come inside me. Come on. I want it so fucking bad. Oh, give me that cum. Give me that cum. Don't hold back. Oh, I want it all. Come on, baby. Come on. That's it. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Fuck. Well, how do you feel? Good, that makes me so happy. Me? Yeah, couldn't you tell? No, I guess you're right. Well, since you don't have any point of reference, I'll just tell you. You were amazing. No, I mean it. It's different for girls. Well, for me at least. It's not about what we did or for how long or how many orgasms. I mean, that stuff is great, don't get me wrong, but it's more about how you made me feel. Like, we connected. You were warm and funny and so fucking sweet. You let me be in charge, which I like. Not all girls do, but I do. But you were also open about what you wanted, because you knew I wanted to give it to you. Not many guys are that sensitive. And the way you were so into my body, it made me feel so incredibly sexy. That's right. See? You just gotta have some confidence. And maybe now you will. You're a real catch. I hope you know that. You're gonna make some lucky girl very happy someday, real soon. Oh, there you go, being sweet again. Look, the last thing I want to do is ruin the party, but I don't want to lead you on either. The thing is, I'm not really the girlfriend type. My life right now, it's just not. I'm not really in the right place for that, emotionally. It wouldn't be fair to you. See, you're saying you understand, but you're looking at me like I just killed your hamster or something. Come on. Would it really be fair to tie me down when there are so many poor virgins in need out there? After you benefited from my service? You really are a great guy. And you're gonna make a wonderful boyfriend. You've got so much. Hey, look, where are you going? Well, just because it's the one time thing doesn't mean our one time has to be over. I mean, I don't have anywhere to be. Do you? Oh, you will. You'll push your sketch for me? Good. Because I was thinking I'd make us some tea so we can recharge a bit. And then I have a feeling you're gonna love doggy style. Well, because you seem to really like it when I get loud, and it's my favorite position, so I get loud. And if you're still concerned about lasting longer, we can try with a condom. That should help. Great. So, chamomile, Earl Grey, or green tea with mint. Sweet. Back in a flash.